When a new lawyer joins a firm, or a paralegal, or a legal secretary, or a former judge, or a government lawyer, or someone who was a judicial law clerk, or a lawyer moves from firm to firm, when some kind of change of personnel triggers the potential for disqualification, I'm also going to talk about when is effective screening available to prevent disqualification of the entire firm, even if a single individual might be disqualified from handling a particular piece of litigation. And that's sort of the Chinese wall aspect is kind of a two-part inquiry. One is, in your circumstances, is the Chinese wall available? Two, what is an effective Chinese wall? And then finally, I'm going to talk about a case that was decided this term, one of the more significant disqualifications that the Supreme Court has decided in a couple of years, and that is the In Re RSR case. And that's not technically a Chinese wall case or a migrating lawyer or change of personnel case, but it is a significant and recent disqualification case, so I'm going to talk about that one in any event. The fundamental issues, concepts in disqualification are imputed knowledge and irrebuttable presumptions. And it starts with, the disqualification inquiry starts with an irrebuttable presumption that if a lawyer has worked on a matter for a client, there is an irrebuttable presumption that the lawyer acquired confidences during the course of that representation.